Can we put our hands together and worship the Lord with our hands? Worship the Lord with our hands.
Amen.
Amen. Can we greet somebody by our side? Greet person now. Greet person now. Waiting up. Greet your sister now. Greet your brother now. If you don't answer, you shake and shake and shake your body. Tap on. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. We are heirs of the Father. And we are joint heirs with the Son.
We are children.
Oh, yes.
We are children.
That's who we are.
We are family.
We all are one.
Amen. That's who we are. We are a family. Never you lose sight of this family. Never you lose sight of it. Unfortunately, Satan has invaded Christianity with carnal people. They have spoiled true Christian love. We don't have opportunity now to display true Christian love. Because somebody cannot just come to you now with Bible in their hand and you say, oh, this is my brother, this is my sister. You see? Praise God. It's unfortunate, very, very unfortunate. I was just being told, for instance, those of them that we have them as widows in the church, they were telling me how some are, they have registered in different churches as widows. Any day they are here that they are going to share something in bride assembly, they will run there. If it is in Anglican church, they will run there. They now hear, say, they happen for Tuesday, they will be there. So, when a genuine person come now, we begin to suspect. Well, whatever it is, God will help us. Whether the person by your side is genuine or is fake, just tell her and say, I love you, my brother, I love you, my sister. Just hug your sister again. Just hug. Tell her whether you be genuine or fake, I love you with the love of God. I love you with the love of God. I love you with the love of God. Whether you be fake Christian, no. Whether you be fake Christian, I love you with Christian love. Hallelujah. Do you love the Lord? Do you love Him? Amen. Are we not happy that we are Christians today? Are you not happy you have the creator of the heavens and the earth as your father? Hallelujah. Just open your mouth and appreciate him for his love for you. Just say, Papa, I thank you for making me your child, for making me your son, making me your daughter. Let's face our heavenly father and appreciate him for who he is. Appreciate him for his goodness, for his mercies. Appreciate him that he has caused you to be numbered among the living. That we are among the living today. Please, from your heart, appreciate it. That's why we are here. We are here to worship our God.
Oh, we give you all the glory, Lord. We give you all the glory.
Appreciate him, appreciate him, appreciate him. Appreciate him that we are alive to see another day. Another day. Appreciate him for any good thing you know he's been doing for you. Let's worship the Lord now. Whenever I see
another breaking
of the day,
I'll say, thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Say whenever I see
you have any reason,
another say whenever I see, another, I'll say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Whenever I see another, I'll say thank you, Lord.
Oh, thank you, my Lord.
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy is never come to an end. They are new, always new. Great is
thy faith.
Oh,
great is thy faith.
Say, say.
Oh, thy steadfast. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy
ceases
never,
never
will come to an
end.
Oh, they are new. Great is thy faithfulness.
Oh, yes, a faithful God.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Great is, great is.
Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Oh, Lord, my Father. There is no shadow of turning.
It's a faithful God. It's a faithful God.
Thou changest not thy compassion. They fail not.
Oh, yes.
As thou hast been, thou forever will be.
Hallelujah.
Great is thy faithfulness.
Oh, yes.
Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies. All I have needed.
All I have needed.
Your hands
are provided.
Great is
thy faithfulness.
It's a faithful God. It's a faithful God.
Lord, say hallelujah.
It's a faithful God.
Great is your faithfulness.
Acknowledge his faithfulness. Acknowledge
it.
My body.
New man. All I have needed.
All I have needed. Thy hands are
so great.
Great.
Acknowledge his faithfulness. Oh, if he has been faithful to you, acknowledge him. Morning by morning, night and day, every moment of the day.
Your hands are great.
Great is thy faithfulness, Lord.
Open your mouth one more time and appreciate God for his faithfulness. You have any reason to acknowledge God, that he is truly God and he has been God to you. He has been a father to you. He has been a savior to you. He has been faithful. He has has shown you his mercies. Acknowledge him. Just acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him if he has been faithful. Acknowledge what he has been to you. Just let him know that you acknowledge
him. You've been so faithful.
Acknowledge him for who he has been to you. Let him know that you know that this is who he has been to you. For the past 1 week, every day, every moment, acknowledge how he has appeared before you, how he has related to you. Acknowledge him. That's what he wants to hear from your mouth this morning. That's what he wants to hear from your mouth. Let him know that you know who he has been to you. All through the week until now. All through the year until now. Tell him, I acknowledge you, I acknowledge you, I acknowledge you.
He's forever.
I am where I am today is by your grace. I will have been dead by now, but for your love. Oh, I have no work, I have no job, but you have been taking care of me. Oh, yes. I was sick during the week. I call upon you. You healed me. Oh, I acknowledge you as my healer. Acknowledge him for who you know who he has been to you.
That is why.
Acknowledge his provision. His provision. Has he not been the one providing for you all through the week? Acknowledge him for the blessings you have. The blessings you have received during the week. Acknowledge him for the state of your health now. The state of your health now. Acknowledge him for his grace in your life. For his grace in your life.
From the
acknowledge him. Let him know. I know. It's by your grace I am where I am now.
Your name, your
oh, let him hear your voice. Every child of God here, let God hear your voice.
Your name. Say you've been faithful, you've been faithful, you've been faithful, oh Lord.
You've been faithful, Lord.
From all ages, from Monday to the evening.
From the
ages
of past.
God is
the way. It's a faithful God, it's a faithful God. Can we sing hymn number 154? That prayer, just as I am without one plea. Whether thy blood was shed for me, and it's because you bid me come to thee, that's why I have come this morning. And you say, if I come before you, you will give me rest. Oh, yes. Now we have come. Amen. 154 in our hymn book. Let's pray that prayer together. Everybody now.
Just as I am without one plea, but that the Lord was you.
for me, and thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, at home. Just as I am, I'm waiting, Lord, to reap my soul up one dark floor to thee, whose blood can cleanse each part, O Lamb of God.
Today in the name of Jesus. Hymn number 16 says, search me, O God, and know my heart today. I believe that's another prayer we should sincerely sing.
Lord, take my life and make it, and make it whole.
That's a consecration prayer. That's a consecration prayer.
Fill my poor heart with thy great Lord divine. Take all my will, my passion, self, and pride.
Oh, yes, we surrender, Lord.
I surrender, Lord, in me all.
Revival, Lord. Start the work in me.
Thy will supply my need. For blessing now, O Lord,
sing that last stanza again. Sing that last stanza again. Everybody, that's our prayer.
Oh,
revival comes from you, Holy Ghost.
Revival comes,
it comes from,
Thee.
No man can revive me. Only the Holy Ghost can revive
Set
me.
Set a revival.
Oh, yes.
Have your word in me.
Hallelujah.
Thy
word
declare. Thou will.
We need the Holy Ghost. Now we need the Holy Ghost. That's our need now.
Oh Lord, I humbly, humbly leave.
Let the
beauty of Jesus be seen. Wonderful passion and purity. Oh, oh, the Spirit divine of my nature.
As a consecration prayer, consecration prayer.
The beauty of Jesus.
Say it again. Oh, hallelujah.
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in all His wonderful passion and purity.
Sisters, oh, hallelujah.
Let me hear the brothers now. Hallelujah, brothers. Study. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 1 Timothy chapter 4. Okay, 1 Timothy chapter 4, an admonishment that Apostle Paul gave Timothy is giving it to every one of us. And from verse 7, 8 and 9, verse 7, 8, and 9 of 1 Timothy chapter 4. We pick it as a text, then we sit down. If you don't mind, as our custom is here, it's a text we want to pick. So can we be on our feet just to go into the word of God? Let God talk to us. For without faith, it is impossible to please God. For the just shall live by faith. And faith cometh by what? Hearing. And hearing what? The word of God. Not the word of your pastor. So let God talk to us through his word. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 7. Praise the Lord. But refuse profane and old wives' fables. Now see where I am going. And exercise. That word there is exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profited little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. See the advantage again? Having promise of the life that now is and of that which is to come. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation. May the Lord add blessing to the reading of his word. God bless you. Be seated. As we look at, continue our topic that we titled the consecration fast. The consecration fast. Praise the Lord. And Apostle Paul is telling Timothy here to exercise yourself, exercise himself unto godliness. And when he says that, that means he should practice godliness. Practice it. Practice it. The truth is, anything that will be beneficial to you as a human being is not easy to attain. Anything in life that will be beneficial to you, to any human being, is not easy to attain. But what will destroy you is very easy to attain. Praise God. You want to achieve anything, achievement. Achievement, before you can achieve anything, that is the word achieve. You work hard. Achievement is a crowning of your efforts. That is the meaning of achievement. The word achievement comes from the crowning of an effort. That is what is achievement. You cannot achieve excellence until you have worked hard to attain excellence. You cannot sleep and wake up and become excellent. Excellent in what? Praise God. Anybody that will attain any meaningful stage of life, there must be something you will work. You must work hard towards it. You must. And peace, the Bible says that we should pursue peace. It means even peace is not easy to get. You will not just get peace anyhow until you pursue it. And to pursue anything is not easy, because the thing will be running away from you. You will be pursuing to get it. You see? And so, to attain godliness, you have to exercise yourself unto it. There are things you must do. Don't just say, I have received the Holy Ghost. Therefore, let the Holy Ghost do the work in me now. Let the Holy Ghost do the work in me now. Holy Ghost, how come I call? I see the same woman, they charge my body. Do the work in me now. Say the same, I have Holy Ghost, because all things are passed away. Why I can't see woman now? I call the Holy Ghost, work now. Nalayo. Amen. Take note that Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, we learn something from a statement he made before he went to the cross. He saw a revelation. He knew the purpose of his manifestation. He knew what he would go through the cross. He saw the difficulty, the torture he would go through as a human being. He cried, he was agonizing. So much agony until the sweat that came out of his body was blood. His veins, out of tension, stress, of fear, the veins were tense until blood came out. That gives you a picture of what that man went through in the hands of his enemies. As a human being, he cried, Papa, it is possible. Let this cup pass over me. Then he added, nevertheless, not my will, but thy will be done. That means Jesus has his will and the Father has his will. Every one of us here, we have our will and the Father has his will. You know what? The Holy Ghost can only work with you if you are willing. If you are not willing, he can never work with you. He comes to help you achieve your heart desire. If you desire godliness, then yield yourself. If you yield yourself, and how do you yield yourself? By the things you do, by the efforts you put in. To avoid certain things you should avoid, that you know you should avoid. And do things you know you are supposed to do. And one of the things to attain godliness is to fight, start with yourself. The greatest enemy man has is himself. I've stressed it several times. William Branham kept saying it, that the only problem he has in life is William Branham. If he can take William Branham away, and then God can have his way. If you can just cause your will to be buried in his will, let my will be buried in your will. The revival that is on is unstoppable. If you won't go, don't hinder me. That is the state that we are in now. Praise the Lord. So let's learn something from what Apostle Paul is saying. Practice godliness. Exercise yourself. Exercise it. Exercise it before you know what the body will be used to it. If you decide on your own, for spiritual reasons, that for the whole of the next month, from first to the last day of the month, I will eat once in a day and a particular time. It is exercise. When you start the first day, the second day, the third day, it will not be easy. Even the first week, it may not be easy. But it is an exercise. Every exercise, when you start, it brings pains first to your muscles. But when you don't give up, you continue, then the muscle adjusts itself. Why you are having the pain in the muscle is that it, from a relaxing stage, it is now going to receive strength. And the process of that muscle receiving strength, it goes with some pain. But after you have endured it and allowed that the reason for that pain to have her course, praise the Lord, to have her course, then you will enjoy the benefits. You see, when my brother was taking a particular supplement or so, and then he was not having problem in his waist before. Then he started taking the drug. And on Friday, I saw him doing like this. I said, what happened? He said, I don't know. I just don't know. Since you started taking that supplement, Abby, he said, yes. I said, what did the person that gave you, what did he say? Why are you having that pain? Why will you be taking, you were not having that pain before. Why did you start taking the pain begin to come up? He said, the person told him that it means you were having problem in the waist there, and that thing is working there now to cleanse it up. Even the process of cleaning it up, he said, continue. After some time, when it has finished doing the work it is doing there, he said, it will stop. You see? So don't, because of pain, give up. Don't, because of pain, when you start an exercise, give up. Don't, because of hunger, cut your fast. If you are fasting and you are not hungry, you have not fasted. Do you understand? Eh? How will you say you will not eat and you don't expect your body to react? So, by the time you say, I am going to fast, now you adjust your mind to face the reaction that your body will begin to react. And don't make it look as if, Kai, I don't fit. Kai, you fit. You feel though, unless you can show me somebody who died because of hunger. For not eating for one day, then the person died. Show me the person, then I will tell you stop the fast. But nobody dies. It's just your body does not want you to migrate to the next level. We must move. We must move forward. I'm praising on the upward way. New heights I'm getting every day. Still praying us, I onward bound. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground.
Hallelujah.
Lord, lift me up. Let me turn my faith on heaven's stable land. A higher plane than I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher
ground. To stand for leg, oh. It's not standing for your leg like this. Oh. That song, the next verse, it says,
I want to scale the utmost high.
Catch a glimpse
and cut the of glory bright.
That's the reason.
For still I pray
till I found heaven, till I get to that heaven.
Lord, lead me higher ground. Everybody.
Hey,
hallelujah.
Lord, lead me on.
Oh,
and let me stand.
Oh,
my faith on
heaven's
table land.
Oh,
I am blessed.
Hey.
God, I am found. Lord, plant my feet on high ground.
And this is a one-man journey. Hallelujah. It's not a journey. You look at your wife or look at your husband. Oh. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Then another verse in that song says,
my heart has no desire to stay.
Doubt,
and fear dismay.
Oh yes.
Some dwell where these abound. My prayer, my aim is higher.
Hallelujah. That's my prayer.
Lord, lift me up.
Oh,
and let me stand.
Faith
on man,
heaven's table,
a higher place that I have found. Love plant my feet on higher ground.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Fasting is self-denial. And of every, you know, the fleshly needs. And it is for a spiritual purpose. Hallelujah. And we have some examples in the Bible of the effect of fasting. So many. But let's just look at very few of them that may help us. Because we see that sometimes when you want God to intervene, when there is a danger, you want God to intervene, you go into a fast. If you read Esther chapter 4, the story, King Ahasuerus' decision under the advice of Haman, because a Jew will not bow to a human being. Kind. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. You see the difference between elect of God and the Gentiles. No true Christian will worship a human being. Directly or indirectly. Respect is different from worship. The Bible tells us to respect our elders. But we cannot worship a human being. We cannot bow in worship before a human being. Praise the Lord. And Mordecai said, lie, he will not bow. Because the reason he will not bow is only one reason. If you read Esther chapter 4, he said, because I am a Jew. Oh, when I read that scripture, it was very instructive to me. So there are some things that I cannot do because of who I am. Hey, the only reason. They call him, why are you not bowing to Haman, Mordecai? And he told him, you are looking at my condition because we are slaves here. Don't look at my condition. Now condition make me dead the way I did so now. I'm not supposed to be here. I am a Jew. We don't bow to human beings. We don't worship idols. We worship only the true living God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. But that's not my emphasis there. Is that a death sentence because of that was passed. A decree by the king was passed. They should wipe off all the Jews. In Shushan, wipe them off. And Mordecai ran to Esther, Queen Esther. And we know the story. Don't want to waste time on that. How that you cannot go, she's a queen. If she can face the king, anything
The queen, oh, anything the queen asks the king will oblige. Listen, anything the queen asks the king will oblige. A true wife is your king, brother. Is your queen, brother. Eh? If your wife is your queen, can I see your hand up? Be sincere with yourself now. If your wife is your queen, can I see your hand up? Oh, mine. Ah, can I see the queens? If you're a queen to your husband, he takes you as a queen. Sister, can I see your hand up? Mine. Oh, there are kings and queens here. Can you clap your hands for yourself? Amen. Anything a queen asks the king, he will oblige. That means anything your wife asks you, you will do it for her. Can I see your hand up? Can you stand up so that your wife can see you? Anything your wife asks you, if you have it, it's within your power, you give her. Oh my, clap for yourselves. You are the man. You are the man. You are the man. And if you have not loved your wife to that level, you are not yet ready for marriage. You are not a good husband. Listen, let's learn something from that. And we, the church, we are called the bride. Anything you ask the Lord Jesus to do for you, he will do it. Oh, he said, if you ask me to do anything, he said, anything, anything, God can do. Anything,
anywhere, God can do anything.
Even now,
God can do anything, anywhere, anytime. God can do anything. Right now,
He's the Alpha. And
Omega, yes,
and the beginning,
oh God,
and the end,
oh God,
God can do
anything
right now. Hallelujah. If your husband stood up, I know they give you anything. If I were you, under this anointing now, you just walk to say, honey, I need melody. I think they say cloth like that. Ngbalodi. Thank you. Amen.